Hello again. This is Sarnoga. Welcome to Magic Induction. This is just what it sounds like. This is a means of magically inducing trance. This is not called magic induction because it is expected to work like magic. It is magic. That's right. This induction is intended to magically induce trance. You heard me correctly. I always try to let you know what I am doing. And what I am doing here is going back to the old ways, the ways of magic. Don't believe in magic? Pity. So few do these days. Do you believe in magic? There was a song by that name once. Children believe in magic. Sure they do. It is a natural thing, believing in magic. There is a certain part of our being that is made to believe in magic. There is a certain part of us that is made to use and respond to magic. Sad thing, the attempts that are made, the lengths that are gone to stifle and crush our ability to use and respond to magic. But be of good cheer. All efforts to the contrary be damned. Your ability to use and respond to magic is alive and well. It is just fine. It only need be awakened. It is something that is, for the most part, indestructible. Try as they will, the most they can manage is to hide it from you, disguise it. It can be hidden. You can be taught and conditioned to ignore it. But that is the worst. Your ability to use and respond to magic is still there. You only need your eyes open and your understanding restored. You can easily be reconditioned to respond to magic, as once we all did. So let us take a trip, you and I, a little magical trip into trance. Some like to conceptualize trance as a place, somewhere they can go. I like to look at it that way myself from time to time. They talk about going into trance, to go into it, as though it occupies a space, as though it were either a thing or a place itself. Perhaps you have difficulty trying to picture trance as a thing. I know I do. Here, let me hand you a trance. That seems to be problematic. Some try to portray trance as a state of mind. They contend that to achieve trance requires a change of consciousness. They speak of going into trance as leaving the typical state of consciousness and going into a particular mental state where one can communicate with the subconscious mind without undue interference from the conscious mind. In the past, I have looked at trance that way myself, but today, I choose to look at it differently. And looking at trance as either a state of mind or a place leaves me with a question. When you assist someone into trance, would it be proper to say you are helping them in or helping them out? If it's a place, you might help them into it. But then, to get into one place, you usually go out of another. If it's a state of consciousness, you may be helping them out of one state and into another. So that leaves the question, are you helping them in or helping them out? Perhaps it doesn't really matter. Rather like jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. Some people visualize doors when they are trying to trance. As you and I both know, some doors go in and some doors go out. And then there are revolving doors that whenever they are going out, are also going in. And for the purposes of trance, I suppose it doesn't really matter if you are going out or in. And you might even go in through the outdoor. That would be a very good title for an induction. In through the outdoor. So many meanings. Too bad someone already used it as the title for a music album. It seems I'm always too late. Someone always beats me to the good stuff. But if you choose to conceptualize trance as a place, then a hypnotist would be your guide, and their job as your guide would be to take you there and back again. And that would be another good title for an induction. There and back again. But once again, I'm too late. Someone has already beaten me to the good stuff. That was already used as a book title back in 1937. And even then, it was borrowed from a very old story, back before the dominion of men, back from a time before magic had been forgotten. It is so hard to come up with original material these days. What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun, or so it was written 3,000 years ago. Who am I to argue? But it is not unusual to find a new way to get to an old place, or a new way to reach a particular mental state, if that is what you choose to call trance. That is what many people say trance is, you know. They say it is a particular mental state where one can communicate with the subconscious mind without undue interference from the conscious mind. Today, I choose to avoid thinking of trance as a mental state. Sometimes that may be an accurate or useful way of perceiving trance. But today I find it less than useful. And there are other ways to look at trance, to view trance. But today I am completely unimpressed by that paradigm of trance that interprets it as a mental state. I am prepared to completely abandon the model of an altered mental state in favor of a new, or rather, an old model. You see, we live in an age rich in technology, but impoverished in imagination. We let scientists and technicians come in and supplant the richness of imagination and magic with the arid wilderness of technology and science. They deceive many into believing only in what they can touch or see or what they are told, making the physical world the primary world, the world that governs, and casting doubt on the existence of all other worlds. Even to speak of the conscious, the unconscious, and the subconscious mind, at times seems to be an assault on the sensibilities of more traditional learning. To give in to the use of their language is to surrender to their limitations. We have let the scientists and technicians supplant the spiritual world with the physical. So what of the mind? Nobody can see the mind. They may be able to observe what it does and what it can accomplish. And some of them may even experience having a mind, but they are unable to see it. They are unable to measure it. So along comes the psychiatrist and psychologist. They bring with them a new way of explaining the unknown, of explaining the unexplainable, and quantifying the unknowable. They evolved from physicians and pretend to be scientists that can measure and test. But what they really are is charlatans, the priests of the new religion. It is they who want to be consulted as to what is good and what is evil. They want to impose a new subjective morality as though it were a science. A more weaselly bunch you will hardly ever see. So who is to point out the lie? Who is willing to see it as it is? Who can touch the mind or measure it with calipers? Rather than to explain trance as a mental state, rather than try to speak of it with the language of psychology, it is just as easily explained with the language of the spiritual. Ah, but you say the psychiatrists invented trance. They defined and refined the concept, and all we know of it, we know from them. Lies, I say, falsehoods and untruth. Trance has been with us always, before the shrinks and psychological charlatans. And here we go again, in through the outdoor, there and back again. What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun, and trance is nothing new. Hypnosis is nothing new. It is just a new way of getting to an old place, a new name for a very old thing, older than the ages, perhaps older than men. At one time, trance was the province of magic, which is spiritual, and alchemy, which is the mixture of the philosophical and spiritual with the physical. Why must we now relinquish it to the hands of strangers? Shall we not learn again the original language of trance, the language of magic, and the language of the spiritual, the language of the philosophical? Why should we believe that all that is to be known of the art of trance is to be learned from recent days? What of the ancients? Why do we abandon them and their knowledge? Why do we abandon the magical and the spiritual in favor of the physical? Why do we accept what we believe are the mental, the psychological, and the physical limitations of hypnosis, when we can go back to the old ways of the spirit and of magic? Why should we suffer with the limits imposed by a science that has spawned the death of imagination, when we can return to the ways of magic? There are those that press on, trying to discover new territory, to transcend the limits of what we can do by exploring new ways. I tell you that they are trying to learn again what was once known, that the limits they are trying to transcend are new limits, limits they have accepted by forgetting the old ways. They have forgotten what once was, and rather than try to remember, than try to discover what once was, and rediscover how to do what we once did, they are pressing ever onward, and falsely believing they are discovering new things for the first time. So now, let us abandon the scientific and the psychological. Abandon a view of trance as a place. Abandon a view of trance as an altered mental state. Let us look at trance in an old way. Let us look at trance as a magical spell, and helping someone into trance as the casting of a magical spell, and being in trance as being under the influence of a magical spell. As that spell settles on you, takes hold, you fall deeper and deeper under its influence. You feel it taking control of you. You feel it taking control of all of you, your mind and your body. You feel it taking control, and you feel yourself falling under its influence. The spell taking hold and seducing you, controlling you. You can sense it, feel it, perceive it as it takes control of your mind, your body, and your spirit. It is taking control of all of you. you feel yourself in a trance more powerful than any you have experienced. You feel yourself falling under the power of a magical spell that can influence and control more than just your mind, more than just your body, more than just your spirit. It can control all three at one time. Your entire being is under its power and influence. It is the power of magic, the power of a magical spell. It transcends the power of hypnosis alone. It is more than just hypnosis. You are experiencing magic and alchemy. You are falling under the influence of a magical spell, the source from which trance has descended. The power of trance and the mind with the power of the spirit and body added back in as it belongs. And you are ready now, ready to listen. Ready to listen to hypnosis with a new energy, a new power, the ability to influence more than just the mind, the ability to influence the body and spirit as well, the ability to tap into the realm of magic, the realm of the spirit, where nothing is beyond possibility. You are being influenced by a spell so powerful, it has the ability to influence your reality just as easily as your mind can influence your dreams. It is so hard to come up with something original, something new. What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun, and hypnosis is not new. Trance is not new. They are both old things with a new interpretation, an impoverished interpretation. As viewed in today's context, hypnosis and trance can harness the power of the mind. But in excluding magic, its power is reduced by 2/3. The power of magic includes the power of hypnosis and the power of trance. But it is so much more. A magical spell combines the power of hypnosis with the power of magic. It can harness the power of the mind, as does hypnosis, and harness the power of the body and the power of the spirit, all at the same time, thus having threefold the power of hypnosis alone. Like the Maltese Falcon, magic is the stuff that dreams are made of. You have listened to Magic Induction. You are in a trance like no other. You are in a magically induced trance, a magical trance. You are under the power of a magical spell that combines into one trance the power of the mind, the body, and the spirit. You are now ready to listen to other files and suggestions. This is Sarnoga. signing off.